www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nitta.
Aloha, and hello for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And before we get along, I'd like to wish all of you tuning in a very, very Merry, Merry Christmas. Christmas is right around the corner, and a lot of you are going crazy because it's coming up too fast. Well, Merry Christmas, folks. Enjoy. Okay, so anyway. Highly recommended to silicone, spray silicone on all your plastic and rubber parts. A lot of people are not doing it, and the cars, being a lot of plastic and a lot of rubber parts, is deteriorating. And after 5 years, the factories don't manufacture the parts to replace it. So preserve it by spraying silicone on all plastic and rubber parts. And Christmas is around the corner. Wax your car. Wax your car so it looks nice. Okay? If you have questions or comments, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Highly recommended to use only Shell 92 gasoline. If you read your owner's manual, it says, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine or transmission damage will occur. But who reads? The only time you read is when the car stalls and breaks. Then you read, why did it break? It's because the owner. I see so many people not using the premium. And the reason I'm saying you have to use premium, that's the only fuel that is at 87 or higher. The Shell 92 is the only fuel that is 87 or higher. It goes between 87 and 89. Okay? The fuel is blended when the truck goes to the terminal to pick up gas for the gas station. That's when it's blended. It's not blended in the huge tanks. Okay? So, why isn't all the stations the same? Good question. On Kauai, highest octane is 82. All of them 82. And this is possible because the oil companies asked the state, way back in 06, if they could be allowed to lower the octane. And the state said yes. So what you gonna do? You cannot blame the oil company. They got the approval of the legislature and the governor. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I think this is wrong. How can you post 92 when it's not 92? How can you post 87 when it's not 87? Okay, Channel 2 News did a spread on that and came back and said that the gas is what is posted. It's false. Because they came out and said the NOC reading is 94. NOC reading and octane reading is two different animals. The NOC reading is supposed to be 100 or more. The octane is supposed to be 92. Now, because we're in the computer world, go check around the world. Go check. Okay? America is the lowest octane in the world. All across the USA, there is no such thing as 92. It's 88. So, what's up? If you the people do not make noise, do not say anything, it will continue. The rip-off will continue. You know, it's like having a big jar of money and people just helping themselves to the money, and if you don't say anything, it continues. Talking about money. You ladies, I know of two, when they steal your purse, what do you call it, robbery? Theft? Anyway, two ladies. One at Ward Warehouse and the other one on Kiyomoku Street. Got the purses taken. They're in the parking lot going to their cars, and this young guy came up with a baseball bat, hit him on the head. What happens when you get hit on the head? Your two arms go up to hold your head. Well, that's when they grabbed the purse and ripped it out. In 1 hour, folks, one of the ladies had had charges from her credit card up to $2,000. Okay? So, be careful. Look around. And the vehicle that this guy had was a SUV double parked in the parking lot. After he took the lady's purse, they jumped into the SUV and took off. They got the license number, but it was a different license number. They switched plates with somebody else. So, they're on the loose. Be careful. Okay? Times are hard. More and more people getting homeless, and they need money. Anyway, you have no choice but to use the money to shell. That is the only one that is above the minimum or at the minimum. Okay? For those of you that have later models and European cars, those cars require 92. There is no such thing as 92. So that's why you hear a lot of people complain about the European cars, big BMWs, Mercedes, Volvos, having problem. It's the fuel. It cannot run anything below 92. Okay? So, don't say I didn't tell you. I see it all the time. People coming in on a tow truck, engine damage, transmission damage. It's because of the gas. On the late model cars, when you're running substandard fuel and the engine starts to knock, the computer senses that and slips the transmission. So that's why you don't feel the jerking. It slips the transmission, and there you go. The transmission get damaged. Okay? What's that?
What's wrong with slipping the transmission?
Slipping the transmission is like riding the brakes, riding the clutch, you know. Unnecessary wear. It's unnecessary wear. So, whenever I recommend fuel like this to the people, they say, oh, but my car runs smooth, it's okay. All right.
What about when you know how you're reversing and it doesn't come to a complete stop and then you switch it back to drive?
That is not as bad as substandard fuel. But it is bad. That's bad too. You're supposed to come to a complete stop, shift it into drive.
So what's happening to your transmission if you don't do that?
Well, I'll give you an example, Rhonda. You're running forward and all of a sudden you have to back up. And instead of coming to a stop, you try to run backwards all of a sudden. Next to impossible. So that's the same thing that's happening inside the transmission. Well, easier explanation is, if you got a stick shift car, okay, and you're going forward, and you say, oh, I want to go back up. So you put the clutch in and shift to reverse. What happens? It grinds.
Grinds the gears?
Yep.
So you mean like when you use a rent-a-car? And I noticed that maybe when I put it into reverse and then I put it forward into drive, it has this clunking sound.
It's because the renters all jam it into gear while they're moving in the opposite direction. So it's all loose and worn out. But because it's a rental car, people don't care. That's why we don't recommend buying rental car. See? Because everybody beat the heck out of them.
Well, I guess I notice now the rental cars keep their cars longer.
Yeah, because it's getting more expensive. So they're trying to, you know, stretch out the budget.
It's break time. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. Doing great. Little bit of a cold that just won't go away. I tried everything. I think I might need some Royal Purple. Or some ethanol. I don't know what's going on. But anyway.
We need a little ethanol, man.
You're so right with people, these criminals these days. They had an interview on the TV, and they were talking, of course, you know, you can't see who it is. They were talking about these kids that go on the mall, and, you know, Christmas is prime time, right? Like mm-hmm. You said, they watch you go to the car. The number of years you've been saying, go to the car, get in, drive off, park somewhere else, go back in the mall.
That's right.
They had these kids, and the kids, they said, well, how can you break in cars? They go, nobody looks.
That's right.
The window, the alarm goes off, nobody says anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just walk along, they glance up, they don't care. And that's how it starts, folks. You just stop caring, and all the criminals do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to dwell on that for real long, but
you know, long ago, Bob, long ago, a friend of mine had a huge German police dog, huge one, in the back seat of his car. That was his buddy. Always stayed in the back seat, very quiet, don't bark. One day, he had a 69 Pontiac Judge. You know that high performance?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And this guy broke into the car and was trying to cross the wires or hotwire the car steal it. Okay? My friend comes back. The guy is still there under the dash, frozen. His dog is over there looking at him. And the guy don't dare move. Because every time he moves, the dog growls and shows his teeth. So he was caught.
Hey, that's a good idea, but you know now you can go to jail if you leave the dog in the car.
No, the window was open. The guy wasn't thinking. why is the window open on this beautiful high-performance car?
That's why, because he's got that beautiful high-performance anti-theft.
Yeah.
That works every time. Well, there you go. Well, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody could use a nice pet dog.
Oh, yeah. Bust open the trunk and there's a big dog looking at you.
Or even the little ones. You know, the little they are, the meaner they are.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, well, on that note, I'm going to go before I start coughing, and then I'm going to get emailed all these advices for how to solve it.
Oh, yeah, you drink some ethanol.
So, as always, take care of your car, but take care of you. Be safe. Merry, Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. What's the transmission we're talking about? Damaging?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's very expensive, folks. The newer cars is really expensive. The transmission, a lot of them cannot be rebuilt. You got to buy a new one from the dealer. From the dealer. $6,000. Wow. So, you know, you best take care of it. Okay? And the transmission, I recommend AMSOIL. AMSOIL transmission fluid is the best. Okay? And like Bob said, you got to take care of your car. A lot of people are not doing that. And there's another thing that's coming up that you're not aware of. I guess a lot of you heard about Carmina Metals is shutting down. Yeah? Because of the rail. Okay? The rail has also shut down 5 more auto shops. And it's not only the rail, but the lease rents are going double, going higher. And the shops can't operate anymore. So what happens when there's no more auto shops? What are you going to do? You're going to have to go to the dealer.
And buy a new car or have the dealer fix it for you?
And charge your arm and a leg. So, you know, you got to look at the balance here. And there's the balance is getting unbalanced. And it's because of greed. Landowners want more money. You know, and everybody is more money. What happens when everybody moves out and nobody's here?
They'll bring a big business in.
You know, and, well, I don't know. I know of 5 auto shops that shut down. Okay? So, you know, I know some of my friends in politics say, hey, that's all right. It's better for you. More business. No, you cannot look at it that way. You know, it won't balance that way. So, all I can do is say, and it's up to you. Okay? So, anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
Well, that's great. I want to thank you for warning the people about being, you know, alert and aware. You know, we need to be vigilant, especially out there Christmas shopping, because the criminals out there are Christmas shopping too on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people you need to, it's come to a point, you got to lock your car door when you're driving or parking. These guys come in, open your door and come in and rob you. But, and you're talking about what you just said, I just heard that Ron's Racing had to move from his current, his old location in Nimitz,
because the rent was too high.
To Staten Island. You know, before he was, I think he had like 5 stores, now he only got 1, and I mean, because of the racetrack shutting down, you know, lost business and stuff. But yeah, these landlords are getting greedy, charging more, the government charging more taxes and all this kind of stuff. People, the business is getting hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to change.
It will never change. Bruce.
Well,
people don't
people,
do anything.
Yeah, right. You're right.
But people don't do anything.
Moving right along. I know you're alcohol, methanol, ethanol advocate, and you know the drag racers know the two best racing fuels, bar none, are nitro methane and alcohol. But you know we cannot run nitro on the street. So, and alcohol, you know, runs cooler, makes more horsepower, less emissions, you know, burns cleaner. Can you run pure alcohol on your everyday street car?
All of my cars is 100% ethanol.
Wow, man. That's
I don't use gasoline.
That's good to know. Good to know.
I don't use gasoline.
And it's better?
100 times better.
Yeah.
Double the gas mileage.
Wow. Wow, yeah. The people need to start doing. What kind of modifications you got to do to the engine?
Depending on the type of car. You know, and the old classic cars is easier.
Right.
Yeah, because Holley carburetors sell ethanol carburetors, and all you do is put it on.
What about the electronic fuel injections?
You have several ways you can do it. On the electronic fuel injections, you can change the injectors to a bigger size, or you can have your computer reprogrammed to accept ethanol.
Oh, wow, man, that's something people better look into. And who would you buy the ethanol from?
We're the only ones that are selling it.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay, George. So anyway, I'd like to wish you and your family and all your listeners a safe and happy holidays. And
thanks,
I'll
Bruce.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, you take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so anyway, who do we have next? Nobody. Okay. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, by taking care of your car, I would recommend using Shell 92 gasoline, AMSOIL trans oil, Royal Purple engine oil, only the HPS, not the regular Royal Purple, and the K&N air filter, the letter K and the letter N air filter. That filter is good for a million miles. You never buy another one again. But the good part is it flows more air, so you get better gas mileage. You got to change air filter, change to K&N. You never have to buy another one again, and it pays for itself. Okay? Every time you have your car serviced, make sure to remind the technician, check your battery. A lot of people are getting stalled because of their battery. So, with all this hustle and bustle and not paying attention, you know, check the battery. And don't forget to look at your gas gauge too. A lot of people don't look at the gas gauge until it stops. Okay? So, look at the gas gauge. And please, folks, remind all your friends, your family. Yes, the traffic is heavy. Yes, we have a lot of crazy drivers. But drive with aloha. You adding to them doesn't make it better. Them converting to you would make it better. Okay? Drive with aloha. And Kamai and the Metals is shutting down and moving out of the state. They're fed up. It's terrible. And if the politicians would look at it, the businesses pay the most taxes. The rail is shutting down a lot of businesses. You're cutting back on taxes. They're going to have to get the taxes someplace else. It's from you, the people. You, the people, gonna have to pay the tax. Okay? Call your representatives or your city council people. Have them get rid of safety check. 40 states don't have safety check. Why should Hawaii? Okay? It's not being done right. It's not being enforced. So why have it? We see so many cars with faulty CV shafts. That's the front axle shaft. That's ready to break off, and they just passed safety check. How is that? That safety check is not doing any good. And just to prove a point, we can go get some cars off the highway. Okay? We just got safety check done, and we can show you how many things is not safe. So, anyway, go check it out. Is it break time? Yeah.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home and repeat. I never knew it was coming home, something I expect to be. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first seemed so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying around. Because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it won't fly. And the pain is cutting me like a 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to the grave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe it's a time to do it.
months of your life. My breath is getting short of mine. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final minute, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold him up as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you more, so I love you
again. George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And it's raining a lot, so don't forget to Rain-X your windshields and your door glass. Rain-X. You can get it from Long's and Napa and all over. You spray, you put it on, wipe it on, do it twice, and then wipe it off. Okay? So, what the Rain-X does, it repels water. So it makes it a lot easier to see. Okay? Be safe. Okay.
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. I'm doing fine. I got a recall on my Toyota truck. We got to change the tailpipe, the catalytic converter. So I guess my truck is going to get newer. I got to tell you guys a story about my dad. Well, you guys worked on my dad's car in the front end. I told him that the best gas is the Shell Premium, the VP.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept going buying a regular because he like saved 20 cents. So, once the engine light went on, his car is running rough. Took the car in. I guess it's all tune-up stuff, you know, spark plugs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The bill was $700, so I guess, like they say, you pay now or pay later.
Yep. Pay now, pay later.
Well, now he's buying the premium, but I told him, now that he's still got to put the ethanol.
Yep.
So go to tank, long struggle, buy a big bottle of vodka. You like go see George Nita. So that's all I want to share. But
okay.
Come on the medals, but they're leaving this island or the whole state?
They're leaving... I don't know. He's just leaving. He's really fed up.
Yeah.
He's really
That's
fed up.
Really.
A lot of people are like that. They're leaving.
I know.
Sad.
Anyway, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Take care.
Okay. Aloha. Okay. So, I don't know. This is a bad deal. I wish the people in office would look at what they're doing and study the situation before they just jump into something, you know? It's things like where they're going to get electricity for the rail. That's one. Yeah? And it should be going, if you make a rail system, going to the UH, but then they don't have the money to do that. So if you don't have the money, then you don't do it. Either have it or don't have it. So anyway. Okay, so when you buy a new car, highly recommended to wax it. As soon as you get it, wax it. And have the electronic rust-proofing device installed, because the underneath of the car is not painted, folks. And it starts rusting from underneath, so install the electronic rust proofer and it will not rust. Guaranteed. Okay? Harvey Maeda in Kauai told me about this electronic rust proofing device. It's really good. He has it on Kauai. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. And we at Nita's Auto Repair has it too. 847-5554.
Is it hard to install that?
No, quite simple. And it's fantastic. You know, I don't know why they don't put it on the steel structure. You know, the high-rises? If they put this electronic devices on the high-rises, then you wouldn't have Spalding cracks.
Isn't that going to have like that EMF thing like adding on to...
Well, EMF is all over. No matter is there.
So but it's just adding on though.
No, if it's in the concrete, then you don't have it. I don't know what concrete has to do with it. It's the when you're outside of the concrete that it comes across. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. This guy went to a party, Christmas party, and he's not supposed to drink and drive. Well, he listened, but he drank, and he thought, well, I better call a cab. So he saw the cab, he jumped in, and he drove the cab. He drove a cab home. And he said, you know something? The roadblocks didn't stop him. The police roadblocks waved him by. So he drove all the way home, and then he realized he wasn't driving his car. He was driving a cab. That's an idea. You put the cab roof insignia on, or what's that light? Yeah, Charlie's Taxi or whatever, and they don't stop you. How's that? Make sure when you're drinking and driving, you have the cab stuff on top of your roof window.
I don't drink and drive.
They don't pull you over for drunk driving. I know Steve Inouye got pulled over for, they thought that he was drunk and driving down the H1 freeway. And he had to prove to them that he was dodging the potholes.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
He was dodging the potholes, yes. My son Todd was pulled over too because he was dodging the potholes. And the policeman looked at him like, yeah, right. You're dodging the potholes. So he started giving the sobriety tests. How embarrassing. Anyway, the potholes is for one we need to address. It's all over, and it's sad that the mayor promised the people of Honolulu that if he gets into office, he will fix the potholes. Well, the potholes are all over. And they're not getting fixed. And it is damaging ball joints, folks. You have to check your ball joints. The potholes damages it. Okay? So. And the city is not going to pay for it. The only way the city pays for it, you have to stop in the pothole, call police, and put a police report. Other than that, no, they won't do it. So, anyway, the worst one I've seen is the other day, a guy came by walking. He went into a pothole by Kapalama Canal, and it popped his tire. So he came by for some help. I couldn't believe it. His tire got damaged because of the pothole.
Well, you know that you can't keep going in those potholes, so you do have to dodge them. It's kind of like my other car. It didn't make the, almost didn't make the 3-year lease.
It's the potholes. Okay, who do we have?
Okay, we have Robert from AIA.
Hi, Robert.
Hello. I don't mean to change the subject. I was interested in what you had to say about the potholes, but I just wanted to interject on something because you were talking about the electronic restricting device.
mm-hmm.
and what it can be used for.
Mm-hmm.
What if they put that on the stadium? I mean, my
that's
all the money they're spending on redoing the stadium and all the money they dumped into it already is just like one big giant rust bucket.
Yep.
So maybe they should put one of the two of those how many would take. You know?
Now the company that makes the rust-proofing device, he made them for the military ships and for high-rise buildings. And somebody gave him the idea to make it for cars, so that's why he makes it for cars.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why the Navy ships don't rust.
All right, well, if it's that versatile, why don't they put it on the stadium? It would seem to me it would work for that, too.
I told him we would shoot that.
Oh.
Well, he said that the contractor said the brown rust-looking metal is that's the color of the metal, it will never rust.
Okay.
It rusted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to just contact our representative somewhere and say, put pressure on on whoever's making these decisions, the stadium authority or whoever.
Not so smart.
That's just my thought that came to mind.
Good idea.
It's the first time I ever heard of this electronic rust proofing.
It's very good.
Talk about that some more.
Okay.
Looks like a good deal. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Bruce from Ever Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. Afternoon. Hey, I got a 1994 Ford F-150 straight six-cylinder dual tank I use for my painting business.
Mm-hmm.
I got 220,682.7 miles on it.
Good.
Yeah, really, I'm blessed with that. I've been listening to you about the ethanol here. I use a premium now. If I go ahead and switch over, just like I heard you say a few minutes ago again, that you use straight ethanol in my truck. What's the any risk I got with this old truck I got?
No.
Okay. All right.
We're trying to have this ethanol project done in Hawaii, made from Hawaiian sugarcane.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do that, it'll be sold the same price as gasoline, but it will be two times better than gasoline because it will double your gas mileage.
Okay.
And it's clean. You can spill it in the ocean. The fishes mm-hmm. don't get killed. They get drunk.
I heard the story. I listened to you. Yes, I
good
I
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to try it.
I mean, one day I might come down that way there and...
Just drive 3 gallons into that truck.
Uh-huh.
And fill it up with Shell Premium and hang on.
Yeah. Okay. One last one. I got a battery maintenance on my truck. I use it on my truck every now and then. I don't always use the truck, so I went and got replaced my Interstate battery. I had a guarantee on that, so I went on and got a battery maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
How you think about that? Have you used them or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And good. What about the? I pick up that rust. You just got to talk to the guy there.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, a rust?
Electronic rust proofer?
Proofer. I pick it up from you.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Would you mind, how much does it cost? I asked you, how much does it cost plus the per gallon of your ethanol?
So I can look it ethanol in is $10 a gallon.
Uh-huh.
The rust proofer is 400 installed.
400 installed?
Yep.
That's the rust inhibitor and the insulation.
Yep.
$400.
Yep.
And if it is up underneath the truck, what does it, is it connected to the battery or anything like that?
Yep.
It does?
Yep.
So it won't drain the battery now?
No.
Well, I can use my battery maintenance along with that just as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to mess with the computer or nothing like that?
No.
Okay, because I already had my underneath all rebuilt years ago. It was all rusted out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I'm just putting the money into this truck because I don't want a monthly, you know.
Yep.
I can't afford a truck other than I got right now with my business. So okay.
Okay.
One day I come down that way there.
All right.
$10 a gallon and 400 insulation for the rust inhibitor.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks, George.
Merry Christmas. Okay. The rust proof device is excellent, folks. You gotta look into it. Very good. Is it break time? Yes.
It looks like it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and wow, Christmas is right around the corner. I don't know about you, but I haven't gone Christmas shopping yet. I'm a little bit late. I hope nobody's at the shopping mall. Because it was on the news where people didn't have parking space. So, I guess I can have Steve drop me off. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kanohi.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Yeah, I did my Christmas shopping. I got the Shell gift card, so I gave all my relatives. Use a Shell V-Power. Anyway, concerning potholes, you know, I live in Kanohi. I called my council member Anderson's office, talked to his aide. I had 14 potholes. They were like craters. Okay, they put the report in. They put it in. The guys came up in the city. They just throw that coal patch inside, tap it with the shovel. In no time, the next ring, all gone. They don't even prep it very well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that they don't do, is they don't prep it. They prep it well, you won't have that problem, but they just...
That's the mentality of workers today.
Yeah. No, no.
They don't care.
They don't care, And then when the cars go over it again, they get, like you said, they get axle problems, they get tire damage and everything else. Especially at night when you can't see them and the road is dark.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I feel sorry for the guys on motorcycles.
Mm.
That's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah, but you guys have a great Christmas year one day.
You too.
Mahalo.
Okay, aloha. Okay, who's next?
Can we have Bruce from Kalihi?
Hi, Bruce. Hello.
George.
Yeah.
Okay. Young question. You know, on the ethanol, you know, on these high-end cars, do they have something, a gauge on a dashboard that tells you how many miles per gallon you get?
Yeah.
And if you put in ethanol, isn't it proof right in a, you know, right there that, hey, getting more miles per gallon?
Yep.
Okay. Because I don't have a new car. My newest one is 95, and you know how simple it is. So, okay. That's maybe something you can...
It does give you better mileage on the open road.
Right, correct, yeah. Okay. Also, talking about potholes, I live in Wynnewood, but the other night we went out to Waikele, and the new extended lane going to Waianae from Pearl City off-ramp to Cam Highway, the Waipahu one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new concrete road, right, going Waianae.
Mm-hmm.
The road is rough and get big potholes.
I
thought potholes was only in asphalt, but this is a concrete new addition and was bad. Really
it
bad.
May be because they used the wrong concrete.
Yeah. I heard you talk about it, but wow. But anyway, that's my 2-bit for today. So anyway,
okay.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, George, and your
same
friend.
To you.
Wanda. Thank you. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, next.
Next we have Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, I've been watching this Hot Rod TV, and they highly recommend E3 spark plugs because your average car only burns 38% of fuel in the piston chamber, and the other 62% goes out your exhaust.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I can't hear you, George.
Okay.
I lost the connection here.
Well, I disagree with that brand of spark plug. All the spark plugs we recommend, we test. Everything we do,
test. You like your auto lights, but my NGKs will, nothing even comes close to NGK.
We tested
plugs.
The NGKs.
Yes.
And the NGK out of the box is good, but you drive on down the road, it starts to weaken.
No, I've never had it. In fact, I've run them for like 8 years,
yeah.
Max.
We tested it on the racetrack when we had the racetrack open. And the race car that used that plug, all the plugs that we tested, they slow down every run.
Hello.
Yeah, but you don't mention the heat range on spark plugs. There are 5 different heat ranges.
Yeah. We do it fair. We use all the same heat range for all different brands of spark plugs.
Well, I know I have never had a problem with the NGKs.
Okay, and when we test in the with the ohmmeter, okay, from one end of the spark plug to the tip of the spark plug, there's a big resistance in the plug. But with the autolite, there is zero resistance. So whatever voltage is coming into the plug is right to the tip, that same voltage. With the resistance in the plug, you get less voltage going to the tip.
Okay, and like 39 years ago, my small block 400 cubic inch rat motor was getting 28 miles to the gallon back then when I couldn't afford synthetic oil. There was only Mobil 1 out there, and roller lifters and roller rockers were just coming out. And I don't know, these Japanese cars are getting lousy gas mileage, only 25. I was getting 28 with 330 horse, you know.
But you're comparing wrong, different gas quality.
Oh, yeah, I understand the gas and
no, I don't think so.
And my,
you know what the quality of gas is today? You know what the quality of gas you're buying today?
Oh, you know, I know it's garbage, but...
And the higher the octane, the better the gas mileage.
How about compression ratio?
That helps, too.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I know roller lifters, roller rockers would help a lot also.
Not a lot.
Well, for the
VX, tests that we've done, no.
Do they even make it for four-cylinder cars, or...?
They make it for all kinds of cars.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah, because on the Toyota forum, whatever they do, they can't get over 25 miles to the gallon, no matter what modifications they do.
All they got to do is put ethanol, and it'll go over.
Well, it's got to be, I mean, you just can't get ethanol anywhere, you know?
I know, but yeah. I'm just telling you what it is.
Ready for one last caller?
Okay.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, we have Adam from Mililani.
Hi, Adam.
George.
Yeah.
Okay, I have something for your friend Bob, who's bad cold or flu. Tell him go to the health store, pick up Silvex 3. S-I-L-V-I-X. And okay. Small little three at the end.
Thank you.
Thank you to the okay. Of his gold or fruit.
Merry Christmas. And thank all the callers for calling in. And please have a very, very Merry Christmas. And please take care of each other. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.